User interface, or UI, consists of the menu navigation as well as the game's heads-up display. Let's take a look at a few examples of UI in games. Let's now talk about a few things to keep in mind while designing the UI. Keep the colors and buttons consistent. By keeping them consistent, you get better design and usability. For example, if the user needs to double tap to select an object, you need to keep that consistent throughout your UI, otherwise the user will get confused. The user must be able to build a mental model of your interface. This is done by keeping concepts consistent throughout your UI. A first-time user should be able to use educated guess to navigate your UI with a fair amount of success. A simple and straightforward UI will always be easier to understand and remember. Group similar things together so they can easily be recognized by the user. This UI is a little sloppy. Let's see what we can do to fix it. Now that you have an idea of what a UI should look like, I will let Albert talk about the differences in UI across Windows, Xbox, and Windows Phone.
One thing to consider when designing a user interface is the platform on which the game will run. Will it be on a mobile device like Windows Phone 7, the television using the Xbox 360, or on Windows? Each platform has different control inputs. For Windows Phone 7, we have the touchscreen and the accelerometer. On the Xbox, we have the game controllers. Finally, for Windows, we have the keyboard and mouse, as well as controllers. Each platform has different screen sizes and resolutions. Expect to have bigger fonts on the Xbox for better visibility, and be prepared to only show important user interface elements within a safe viewing area. Windows Phone 7 can have different screen orientations that need to be accounted for, and Windows can have variable screen resolutions. Now that you have a basic grasp of differences between platforms, be sure to take these into consideration, especially when porting over from one platform to the other.